The internet is down, is trending on Twitter. And yes, most of Canada is actually offline today. ISPs, one of Canada's largest ISPs, Rogers Communication, is suffering from a huge outage. And you guys, we know that there are so many, ISPs outside in the world, like Facebook has its own kind of an ISP, or we call them autonomous, systems. And if those goes down, it's not really a big deal because whatever is behind those autonomous system, are just servers, Yeah, those servers won't be able to access outside the internet, but what will also happen is nobody from the outside will be able to access Facebook servers because like the bridge that connects this system, which is literally a collection of IP addresses, you can think of this way, is cut from the internet. And that's what happened with Rogers. Their entire autonomous system is completely cut from the internet. And let's just jump in here. I have a few things to read. Obviously, we don't have much information. This is just a preliminary report about the outage. Let's jump into it and read a few things and discuss. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. With that said, let's get on the show.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
All right, so this is Rogers Help, which is basically their Twitter account. And internet's down is trending, Linux trending for some reason. And I just read through the latest, their post, and then I'm going to a little bit talk about what might cause the problem, We are currently experiencing an outage. That was 8 hours ago. We are currently experiencing an outage across our wireline and wireless networks, and our technical teams are working hard to restore services as quickly as possible. On behalf of all of us, Rogers, we sincerely apologize because this is really big. When an ISP goes down, I can't imagine. Imagine if AT&T goes down, that is really bad. We're gonna come to that in a minute. Talk about that. Our technical teams are working, that was like an update 4 hours ago, are working to restore our services alongside our global technology partners. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Let me know, guys, if you know. Apparently, there's like some sort of a partnership that is connected with this network and are making progress. We know how much you rely on our networks, and we apologize. We're going to work on it. 2 hours ago, we got an update. We acknowledge the impact our outage is having on your life. Because, guys, you got to remember, whoever behind this ISP, if you're leasing an IP address from this network, by just connecting to this service, you won't be able to access the internet. You're cut. These are actual customer end users, Unlike, as we said, if an autonomous system belonged to Facebook, yeah, right? It's just that system is isolated and there's no customers. Facebook is not a global ISP that you can just go and register for an internet service, right? It's its own thing. It's different. It's really, that's why it's really bad, when an ISP goes down. And then this is, my heart goes to everyone who has a business because the internet is like a lifeblood line, So let's take a look at one of Before we jump into that, I want to show you something here. This is the autonomous system lookup from hackertarget.com. These are some, actually all of Roger Communication in Canada, ISPs. An autonomous system is just a collection of IP addresses, prefixes that represent being visible to the public internet. And when these prefixes are shared between the global routers so that they can basically communicate to each other, right? This is as opposed to actually communicating per single IP address, right? Because there are many, many IP addresses. So we share with prefixes, and you probably know this. This is basically the how many network bits. 24 is 888. That means this is the network bit. This keeps moving, right? You can see this is also a collection of IPv6 and IPv4, both. If you see your IP address looks like this, that means you are basically part of this effectively autonomous system. And look at this. This is autonomous system 812, one of the largest. Look at all these prefixes. Look at it. I'm still scrolling. There are so many IP addresses here, right? How many exactly? We're going to come to that. But look at that. That's not the only autonomous system. You know, there's this. That is 3602. There's also a chunk of them here, right? All of these autonomous systems belong to Rogers. And this is the largest one. How large really is this Roger thing? This is the autonomous system 812. It is 5 million IPv4 addresses. Yikesy. That's a lot of people, you know, 5 million people. What's the population of Canada? 38 million, right? So not everyone in Canada is actually down. Just Rogers is down. It's like not all the ISPs are down, right? So if you happen to have another ISP, then you're fine, right? But if you're with Roger, you're tough luck, right? But This is absolutely, you know, think about it. This is bad. So this is what the other autonomous systems that Rogers communicate to, as you can see. So you communicate with something in the US, you know, another Canadian autonomous system, Aurora Wave. This is basically how the communication happened, as we talked about. It's like all the routers in the internet, you know, advertise these prefixes. And they say, okay, to get to me, you can go through this autonomous system. It's like, or you can get through this autonomous system. And this path allows IP packets to be routed and discovered, right? If there is no path, if it doesn't exist, then you're basically, the IP packet will be dropped. And as a result, you can't do anything, right? So if I pick any of these IP addresses right now, let's pick this, right? Bang, boom. And since it's /24, that means this has to stay the same while this changes, 100. That's an IP address. Request timeout. Now, you might say that ICMP might be blocked, or this, you cannot just ping that public IP address. I can understand, but none of them, you know? You can try any IP address in this subnet. None of them are routed. Let's pick another one. Let's pick this guy. All right, let's ping this guy. 20 means what? So that is 8, right? 16. And then 4 bits from this guy, right? So we can do, I guess, keep this 0. Safely, we can do 1, right? 1. That's a valid, right? Nope, it's not there, right? Right, up to here, that can be 5, sure. Nope, that's part of that same subnet, I guess. Nothing, you can't pick nothing. Hey, Canada. Hey, it's like I'm screaming and nobody's replying. So to compare this to AS7018, this is a small company you might heard of it. It's called AT&T. This is the AT&T Services Inc. Look how many IP addresses. 96 million, 97 almost million. And this is basically the backbone, you know? Like, it serves the entire states and of course, Hawaii and Alaska, even Mexico, you know, Cuba, all of this stuff. AT&T is one of the largest ones. So you can see if an autonomous system goes down, any connection from other autonomous systems, they cannot reach it. And as a result, they will drop any IP packets to that autonomous system. And if you are a customer to that ISP, to that autonomous system, then you can't even you cannot send any outgoing IP packets as well. Right? And that's the conundrum that we're in here. Right? Because when Facebook went down and Cloudflare went down, yeah, some of us felt it. Facebook went down. That was like, what, 2021? Right? We talked about that. And when it went down, let's see, what is Facebook number? So is Facebook Inc. ASN, or at least one of their, effectively, this is the Jakarta one. No, there are many autonomous systems. So this is one of them with 144,000 IP addresses. So when Facebook went down, what they did is their autonomous system stopped broadcasting their prefixes to the rest of the border gateway protocol routers. And then as a result, nobody knew how to get to an IP address of that prefix. That basically one of these servers that Facebook has, right? So yeah, your DNS might work or resolve, but eventually you're going to get to an IP address that nobody can know how to get there. With the Rogers, what happens to Rogers here in this case? Maybe it's something similar. Maybe it's a border gateway protocol entry that is they stop broadcasting. That could be one thing. If that's the case, then yes, what I've been observing, I cannot ping any IP address that I tried at least that belonged to Rogers ASN. Right? So that means my IP packets, as it leaves my own autonomous system and ISP, goes to the internet, tries to route. It finds there is no route that goes to this particular prefix because it doesn't exist, because nobody told it how to get to it. You know, as a result, it drops the packet. So now what happens? Now this is something I need to think about. What happens if the opposite, like someone in behind that IP address, you know, behind that autonomous system of Rogers, they tried to access the internet. So they send the packet. The ISP receives it, which is the Rogers, and then we'll try to send it out. And that destination IP address, of course, is going to go there. And I would assume it will get delivered. Because outside, yeah, you can reach anywhere outside, right? Because the destination IP address, like, let's say you're accessing, I don't know, Facebook. Facebook is actually alive right now, right? So you can route. So Rogers should be able to route, right, to that IP address. But in the response back, when you establish like a TCP connection, yeah, you're going to send the IP packet with the SYN, but Facebook cannot reply back to you, right? That's my guess, at least what will happen. I think it will go one way, but it can go back because there is this IP address. Hey, I cannot find you, right? So one way will be okay, the other way. So you won't be able to receive anything, but you will be able to send stuff, which is useless if you think about it, right? So that's, again, this is just a preliminary discussion about this outage. I'm going to pause the video right now. I'll keep you posted if I find anything. Guys, have you been affected by this huge outage? And my heart goes to all the engineers working on Rogers because it's not their fault, right? Of course. At the end of the day, you know, those guys have been working for, what, 11 hours right now trying to fix this thing. It must be stressful. So I try to think about both things. And also I'm thinking about all the business, small businesses and people who have, you know, meetings and stuff. They have running businesses, you know, normal people who want to use the internet for all sorts of things. It's a bloodline these days, the internet, right? You can't just lose it. So yeah, my heart goes to everybody being affected. Let me know what you think about the outage. Gonna see you in the next one. Take care, guys.